The Volumes of Truth, Volume 1. Make Way for the Coming of the Lord. December 30, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the Indonesian tsunami. Thus says the Lord to his servant. Timothy, hear my words, and write. Receive my words, and have understanding. For my words are truth, a gift for those who give heed, a blessing for those who walk in them, bringing peace to the hearts of all who believe. My son, I know your pain, I feel your anguish. Yet you need not shed tears over these little ones who were swept away, for they have returned home. They dwell in the bosom of their father, once again. Therefore do not be troubled. Be at peace. Trust in my will, though you do not yet fully understand. Indeed many shall fall asleep, on account of my quaking footsteps. For the day draws near, when I shall tread the grapes in the winepress of the wrath of my fury, when I shall shake the heavens and the earth, when all at rest shall be moved from their places. For the peoples of the earth rest in things they should not. They lie down in perverse traditions, and give themselves to the abominations of the pagan and the heathen. They put their faith in things that cannot save. Behold, they worship the works of their own hands, as they deny their Creator. They trust in that which is worthless, and in vain they bow down to lifeless statues, and pray to graven images. False gods abound. Yes, they pay homage to idols which cannot grant life, neither can they take it away. There is no healing power in them. Worthless images which neither speak nor hear. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. Doctrines of demons. For all the religions of man are utterly useless. Yet the people cry. Disaster, death, and mourning. Yet I say, do not mourn for the dead, for they only sleep. They abide in darkness for but an instant. For the dead know nothing at all. They know not the passage of time, nor of the seasons. They have closed their eyes to this life, yet they shall surely open them again. Behold, all shall look upon the face of the Lord their Redeemer, the one who died, yet is alive forevermore. Amen. Now look upon those left. Look at these who have escaped disaster and death. Their hearts have begun to change, as they cry. Have compassion. Saying within themselves. What is this life of mine, filled with all manner of material things and devices, all manner of comforts and pleasures? None of it matters. Only life is important. And so they cry and lament. Again I say to you, wail not for those who have passed away, as though you had no hope, nor for the little ones, for they have returned home. For most assuredly I say to you, by no means does death have the last word. Therefore, thus says the Lord to the peoples of the earth. Wail for yourselves. Wail loudly for those whose hearts have become like stone. Wail for those who have eyes, yet refuse to see. For those who have ears, yet refuse to hear. Wail. For they know not the kingdom of God, nor do they seek him. They have forgotten the place from whence they came, and want no part with him through whom they were made. Therefore wake up. And pay attention. Awaken out of this sleep, be shaken out of this slumber, and call upon my name. Seek out my will, that you may know it. Heed the sound of this trumpet, and prepare. For my kingdom comes, and my will shall be done on earth, as in heaven. Says the Lord God.